holy, acceptable unto God, and do not conform to this world. I love that. Do not conform to this world, but be transformed. And you know, we have dwelt on that over this period of time, that I don't want the world to cage me. I don't want my situation to wrap me up. Yes, maybe I made a mistake, but I don't have to stay in my mistake forever. Yes, maybe I had issue with my family background, but I don't want that to hold me down. He said, don't be conformed. You see, don't let things hold you down. He said, but be transformed, break free, break loose. Change. Because don't forget, you are offering a reasonable service. You are using your brain. Are we together? So what it means is that, okay, yes, I find myself in a very difficult situation, but this situation doesn't have to hold me down for the rest of my life. I can change it. So Paul came to give me answer to that. That in my walk with God, as I apply my mind, as I bring my mind under the influence of the Holy Spirit, I don't have to allow things around me to bind me, hold me down. I don't have to conform. Tell your neighbor, say, neighbor, you don't have to conform again. No, you don't have to. Refuse to allow everything to be the way they are. No, but be transformed. But how do you get transformed? Is it by renewing of your mind? So if your mind is not renewed, you will conform. Somebody say amen. Can I say it in a better way? If things remains the same, it is because your mind is the same. So when you see a problem, when you have a situation, and it keeps staying there again and again and again, something is yet to change. The mind hasn't been renewed. Somebody say amen. Now, it gets quite interesting when you look at this. Why is God putting this in our direction? Why is God asking us to renew our mind? What is it that God wants to benefit from this? Because God believes that there is no problem that you have that cannot be changed. There is no situation that confronts us that cannot be overcome. There is no devil, because you see, that's why God sent Jesus Christ to do what? To help us in our victory. You and I, we wouldn't be able to deal with the devil. No, please help me, George. We wouldn't know. And because the Bible says that he's an ancient devil. He's been here for a very long time. And that's why he was able to deceive Adam and Eve. He was able to offer them something that they knew it was not good, but they still went for it anyway. What do you do when you know something is not good, but you still go for it? Was Jesus Christ help us to have victory? So as a result of that, now he's telling us from that perspective of that victory to let us know that there is no reason for you and I to remain the same except our mind. He said the moment you renew your mind, so that you will know, somebody said you will prove. Now how do you prove something? Is anybody here with me? To prove something means you have to test. To prove something is you try. Why do you need to prove? Because while you are trying to renew your mind, the devil is going to offer you alternative as well. Substitute. He would try to say, but why do you have to do that? You don't need to do that. They're going to look